Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Vendors, don't be a jerk. Music, there's the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Del Rey.
Dean Del Rey, welcome to Dumb People Town, my brother. How are you?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Oh, my God. Man. It feels like at times we all just live in Dumb People Town. I mean, we take up residence. We stay at hourly motels there. We live the life, do we not?
Talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, half my act is about people who are dumb.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
You get it.
Or dumb shit you've done.
They're riddled with ADD. They don't read. Mm-hmm. You know, like you'll tweet on stage tonight at 9 and they'll tweet right back, what time? You know, it's just insane how bad I go crazy.
And then you'll leave that town and 3 days later someone will say, biggest fan, when are you coming to my town?
And you're like, dude, I just did it. I was just there.
Yeah. That just happened to me. I said, fuck you. And the guy was like, what? What does that mean on my live Instagram? I was just like, because I don't know if now if they're doing it just
to mess with
get you hot.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Pissed off.
Yeah.
Or if they're doing it to, you know, they feel guilty that they didn't go.
Sure.
And they want to act like they don't. I just don't say anything at all.
Exactly.
I won't know.
Dean,
you should
start giving detailed answers. Somebody's like, when are you coming back to Cleveland? You should go, I'm here tonight. Come down to Hilarities. I'll be there at 8 o'clock. And tell you what.
Yeah.
I put your name on the list.
Yeah. You just walk in, invite a bunch of people.
Yeah.
I had a guy Friday night. He goes, man, bummed I'm not going to the shows tonight, man. I got to work. I go, oh, well, there's two tomorrow. Ghost.
Nothing. Yeah, right. Nothing. No worries. Like he deleted his account. Thing,
it was great because they were sold out. So I was like, fine.
You know? Right. But that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
We've got our fans send us these dumb stories and then we'll just go through it. And the best way to do it is to tweet at Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag Dumb People Town, and then send a link to the story. And he knows who sent it first. So let's jump in. We got Dean Del Rey here. Let's break one down.
You guys ready for this?
Yes.
Sent in by Kyle Andrews at Late Night Nachos. I love that handle.
Great. That's a late good night handle. Nachos.
Late Night Nachos.
When was the last time you had Late Night Nachos, Dean?
Well, I quit sugar like 5 years ago, but before.
Is there sugar in nachos?
I go nachos for breakfast.
Okay, that's a breakfast.
AM, PM, the worst ones, too. Oh. Just pull in, goose up some cheese on the nachos and then fill up the
microwave
gas.
Microwave it. Just some breakfast nachos is not a word you hear and you should hear it more. So I agree with you.
I'm going to read you the headline. It's a little confusing, but you know, it's going to be a good done time. Here it goes.
Okay.
Northumberland Long Ridge Towers School strip club teacher banned.
What?
Northumberland Long Ridge Towers School strip club teacher banned.
So the teacher
like a rap lyric. Right.
I know. Doesn't it sound like
wait? So the teacher
like a groove, you know?
Yeah. North, exactly.
But doesn't it sound like they're saying the school has its own strip club teacher?
Hey, yeah. When do you have strip club? Is that right after home ec, Dean? I think I've got it right.
It's after PE because you got to be loose.
You got to limber.
After you get off the rope, you go right to the pole.
Rope to pole is the way it always goes. If you got to go pole to rope.
Pole work is hard. Pole work should, if you're doing pole work in school, that should qualify as a PE credit.
It is. I'm in the AV club. What club are you in? I'm in the strip club. That's different. Jesus.
An IT teacher who threatened pupils. He's metal. An IT teacher who threatened pupils and took some to a strip club while he was drunk during a school trip has been banned from teaching for how long? How long do you guys think a teacher who threatened pupils and took some to a strip club while he was drunk?
If you threaten a pupil, you're done.
What did he threaten? Yeah. To not take them to the strip club?
What city is it though? What city?
But I will tell you, they were on a school class trip to Costa Rica.
You know all the great strip clubs in Costa Rica.
And we'll dig into it, but just the broad strokes. Once there, he got drunk, took kids to a strip club, threatened other pupils. Just on that alone, how long do you think he got suspended from being a teacher? Dean,
what do you think?
Well, I want to know what state it is, because it, depending on if it's California, he's just electric chair. This but if it's like Kentucky, he's just like suspended for a weekend, you know, a weekend.
This comes from the UK. This is in
English.
This is in England.
Literally English.
Well, you know, over there, they're not canceling people, so they just might be like, not cool, bloke, you know? And then he just goes back to work the next day.
Sure. So you think they're not going to even
suspension?
No suspension.
Nope.
None.
But no, he definitely got suspended.
All right, so pick a small time frame if you think it's small.
Okay, I would say 2 days.
Two days.
Okay. Jay, what do you think? I think a year. He should be for life. I want life. Yeah. I want life on this dude.
How long are you going, Rand?
Life. Can't teach anymore.
Okay. He was banned from teaching. Get your answers in, townies. If you're one of our Patreon members, you are seeing this show live as it happens. You can get a guess in the chat right now. We thank everybody for being here. If you want to join us for one of these, you're like, how the hell did that happen? Just sign up at the Patreon.
That's how you do it.
Go to danielvankirk.com.
What do we have? Some people are guessing.
We got a 10-year guest in
10
there.
10 years is in there.
I see a 5-year from Ashley Childers.
Okay.
I will tell you, he was banned from teaching for 3 years.
Not enough.
Yeah.
3 years, not enough.
3 years.
Dude, he threatened a student.
Richard Glenn's behavior was so, quote, Dick unacceptable. Glenn. I don't Dick know Glenn. Why is that in quotes?
Why is it? Yeah, it's not an acceptable period.
Unless they're just, I guess, quoting that's what they said. He was sent home early during Long Ridge Tower School's trip to Costa Rica in July 2019, the teaching regulation agency heard.
What if this is a guy who's like, I don't want to be on this trip anymore?
Well, that's one way to
I'm
do it.
I'm going to do what I can to get off this island. What am I going to do? I'm going to threaten some students. That's not enough. I'm going to take them to the strip club. Mm-hmm. That's not enough. I'm going to get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Did he take them to the champagne room?
I'm not surprised at all. I mean, you know, cops shoot innocent people and they work the next day. So that he got a harsh penalty.
So you think it's harsh? Okay.
Mr. Glenn admitted gross misconduct and was dismissed in August 2019. The Northumberland private school costs up to £4,800 a term for day pupils.
So that'd be he, probably it's about cost close 68, to,
it's cost $6,800 in the United States for a term.
It's like, okay, it's about $13,000 a year.
Wow.
It's a lot. Private school.
Yeah.
Parents are not going to be psyched about the private school teacher taking their kids to a strip club. They will not be psyched.
A misconduct panel heard of Dick Glenn, who taught computer science. I mean, he's more normally buttoned up guy.
Dude, this is the type of guy that tries to build a girl with a computer.
This is this is like the USA Network's version of Breaking Bad.
Yeah, right? Right?
Like, it's not chemistry and it's not drugs. It's computer science and strip clubs.
Mr. Glenn, what are we doing tonight? I don't know. It's more like,
whatever
who
you guys want to do.
I don't know. I'm 55. I remember stuff like Meatball. So was it Bill Murray? You know, it's just a movie theme.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Meatballs, what a great movie. It just doesn't matter if we win or if we lose.
He taught computer science and had been head of sixth form since 2007. He was one of the leaders of the group of 16 to 18-year-olds that went to Costa Rica on July 5th, 2019.
Think about that. Who wants to go as a teacher and have to chaperone these kids?
This guy, you see what he had planned?
I guess.
Dan.
He's going to live it up. This is his spring break.
Yeah, he's
hard enough to watch your own kids. Anyway.
I'm getting out. I'm breaking free.
Yeah. The panel said pupils were relying on him for guidance in Costa Rica, but his negative action included the following. I'm going to run it down for you guys.
Read it up.
What this guy did in Costa Rica with
Read
these
it
kids.
Up.
Drinking with pupils. Jesus. How long do you wait before you're like, guys, come on. You're 18.
On,
I'm 38.
Go.
Let's drink.
38.
Well, they drink in the UK at 16.
Right.
I know.
So that doesn't seem strange to me.
It just feels, that's true, but it just feels weird.
He said also he allowed one or more pupils to drink alcohol despite being under the legal age of 18.
Mm. So legal age is 18.
He also
they changed it.
Yeah, or maybe they were going by Costa Rica's laws. I don't know.
When in Costa Rica.
Yeah, I have that t-shirt. Then he also got rung up for threatening to, quote, kick the head in of one pupil and kill another.
Well, listen, man.
Kill!
I'm going to say this.
Kill.
He was mad at some of these kids before they left the UK. Right. He didn't go from zero. No, like, there were kids that he was like.
Those are the kids that were threatening to narc on them.
Yeah, I'm going
to
the strip club.
Snitches get stitches.
I just don't think you can. Yeah. I will kill you.
I will kill you.
It's
I will,
like Kenny Powers.
And I will kick you.
I will kick your head in.
Here's also, he probably said it really drunk, like under his breath, like, I'll kill you. And he didn't even know they heard it.
Right, exactly.
I'll kick your head in, Billy.
And then Dean, when somebody was
drunk in the corner.
Yeah.
Give me a dollar. It's trying to make it rain. Yeah.
Dean, and then he also did that drunk like argument thing where he was like, I'm gonna kill you. And somebody's like, did you say you're gonna kill me? He's like, you didn't hear me. And he's like, no, I did hear you. You didn't hear any, you don't hear anything I say.
Shut up. You hear me?
It wasn't
again,
me. I didn't say nothing.
We don't even know each other. I went through a divorce and you
when
didn't
they're
say
drunk
anything.
In the bar.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
like, oh, she doesn't love me. You don't even know. You're like, what?
Yeah. Or like when you're bartending and you ask someone a simple question and they give you a very loaded answer, big, like they just had a like their second drink by themselves. You're like, you want a third one? And they're like, yeah, because nobody else is going to join me tonight, right? And you're like, okay, okay. I just go, okay. Do you need another drink? That's just, all I'm asking you.
Take it. Yep. She ain't coming back. Yeah. Take it. And
you
go.
Didn't hear what I said about her.
I did.
Sarah. All right. Here's another thing. So he threatened to kick the head in of one pupil and kill another.
And kill another.
Sure. He was also in trouble for telling one pupil, quote, I'm not in trouble. You'll be in trouble.
That's a classic drunk.
I'm not in trouble. You're in trouble. Everybody else is kicked out of the bar.
You're kicked out of the bar.
You guys are kicked into the bar. I'm the one leaving.
I own this place, man. I make the rules.
You actually don't. You're a teacher. You don't own a bar.
I make rules.
My question was, did they have masks on? That's what
Probably not.
Well, this is 2019. So,
definitely not.
They did not need them, but. It is Costa Rica, so you never know in a strip club.
After being aggressive to one pupil, he kissed the boy's forehead and told him, quote, you're all right. That's a drunk goodbye.
That's worse.
That's suspended forever, right?
Listen,
on the forehead is so weird.
On the forehead is like
so weird. It's not sexual. It's just weird.
It's Godfather.
It's like mafia.
Right before you
it's
shoot
mafia.
The person, you're that's like, right. I love you, Fredo.
Yeah.
And then you take the canoe ride.
The catamaran. The catamaran.
Canoe ride for Fredo. Kiss on the forehead's always death. We know that.
Right,
we've
dude.
Seen it.
I guess it isn't.
He probably, Dean, you're right. He probably did lean into one of these kids and go, I know it was you.
I know it was
I know
you,
it was
man.
You and it breaks my heart.
Breaks my goddamn heart. You're breaking my heart.
And then another thing they rung him up for was taking one or more pupils to a strip club.
Or more.
What
or
if,
more.
And don't you think you start off like, guys, it'd probably be crazy if we went to a strip club, right? Like, it'd be crazy if we went. Like,
let's
what if we just walked
we,
by it? What if we took a picture in front of it?
Let's just see if we could go.
I'm just saying. Like, we should see.
Who thinks we can't get in?
All right. Who needs to use the bathroom in the strip club? I'm not saying we're going in, but who needs to use
who's
the bathroom?
Got some
I think he tricked him with the Burger King trip, mm-hmm. and it was right next door. And he's like, what's in here? And then, uh-oh.
We could probably take our food in here and eat it in here, and I'll wait for you guys while you guys go to the bathroom. What's in
this
here?
Is the indoor eating area.
And you know he's just getting yelled at by some other teacher named Laura. And he's like, it's culture, Laura. It's culture.
It's Burger
They're
King.
18.
It's close what's enough. Going on. It's Costa Rica.
He also acted aggressively towards the woman leading the trip when she tried to help him get back to his tent.
That's always a good sign.
Tent.
Right. Tent.
They were staying in tents. Tent. It's a camping tent. Trip yeah, on top tent. Of it all.
He's like, tents, I can't stay tents. In tents with these kids without seeing some naked ladies. Without seeing a champagne room before I leave.
But imagine her being like, all right, come on, let's just get you back to your tent.
I don't
have to lean on anybody.
I don't have to listen to anything.
It's Moonrise her. Kingdom Part 2.
I know. Exactly.
Yes. It's yes. the bad version of that.
He also.
I feel like nothing good ever goes down in Costa Rica. Yeah. Anytime I hear Costa Rica, something bad after it.
Yeah. Oh, for know? Sure.
Yeah, one's ever like, I went down to Costa Rica and doesn't end the story with, and then the zip line broke.
Yeah, and then the zip line broke.
Yeah. He also was in trouble for exposing himself to the woman in the shared hotel room. Let me finish.
Oh my
Although
God.
It was agreed, this was not malicious or sexually motivated.
Yeah, you can't. Do that.
No, but
dude.
I'm saying at least that they were like, no, he wasn't being like a sexual creep.
Turn
just
around,
like,
I'm gonna change. He just took off all of his clothes.
Who knows? But even still, how'd they go from tents to a hotel room?
I don't know.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Right? Yeah, this is like a weird.
Hey, I got a room. Fuck these tents. Exactly. They're cold.
Sorry, my shorts are so short. I bent over there. I didn't mean to. He was supposed to be there. Now, remember, they got there on July 5th. He was supposed to be there until July 28th. But I'm going to ask the three of you.
When did they
After
release
how
him?
Many days oh was he sent home by the expedition? Now we're on an expedition.
So they basically said it's better for us to not have
One less chaperone.
That's right. Then this guy who's that destructive.
After
how many days
was he sent home by the expedition's leader, quote, due to his behavior?
What do you think,
as if it would be due to anything else.
Man, I'm hoping one day. But that, after that night, I mean, what were they doing? Like, hey, Paul, we're going to give you another chance, but don't be doing that shit, you know?
Well, that's
like,
the thing, Dean. How many days do you think
he waited to do the strip club trip?
Yeah, like how many days do you think he went this hard before they sent him home? Did he wait 2 weeks in? Was this day three?
Yeah.
So I think that was day one. You know how people are? They're fired up. All right, we're in Costa Rica. Jimmy told me about this strip joint.
They should have known when he wore his swimsuit on the plane. Any guy wearing a swimsuit on the plane is too jazzed.
I'm ready to go.
Seen swimsuit on the plane on flights to Vegas, and you know that guy, and they usually only have a book bag because they are going straight to the pool where friends are waiting for them.
He's holding a seat for me.
Yeah.
Jay, what do you think?
I think he was there for 12 days.
There for 5 days. They're like, we cannot have this anymore. Because at that point, they're like, we just can't. Like, if it's... What was it? The 5th through the 28th?
Yes.
So if it's the 23rd, let's say if it's the 21st, okay, you still have like 7 days. People be like, all right, just reprimand him and see if he can hold it together for the end of the trip. Yes. I think it's only a couple of days in, 5 days.
My question is, this was the 5th of July. What the fuck did he do on the 4th of July?
That's right. Well, UK, they don't care.
But yes, think about that. 23 days. They're factoring in 2 days of travel, so you're getting 3 weeks in Costa Rica.
Damn.
Wow. Okay.
All right. So,
what school is that, man? That's a pretty good trip.
I know. All right.
We went to Great America one day, you know?
We went to a farm, which we all lived on. It wasn't even. All right.
Come on. We're going to take a break. We're going to find out.
We'll see everything that Dean's up to. We'll hear about the podcast, all the great stuff he has going on, where you can go see him live after he's just left. We'll do it right after this break.
Stick around, make a sound, there's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We got Dean Del Rey here. He's a great follow on social media. And we'll say this, a fantastic comic. If he is in town, headlining wherever you are, go see him. You will absolutely love it. His jokes are great.
Always one of the better photos when I see Troy Conrad or anybody posting comedy store shots. Man. You somehow always get in a good angle with
good
lighting.
It's a rocker photo, man. Yeah. You always come out with the rocker photo because there's that rocker deep inside of you, my man.
Well, I lost 40 pounds, but before that, it would just be four chins every photo. Every photo, four chins.
Dude, you got your money's worth
mustache.
For those chins. Yep, you got your money's worth. You're like, I'm going to just do one chin. We're going all four.
I want them all. And it's so funny now. I look at the photo and I go, man, I'm all right with that. Then somehow the club will find the one from 11 years ago. Yes. Coming to town, Dean Del Rey is just.
Dude, there's one photo that they always use of me and Jason that was taken at Lucha Vavoom where we're both in suits and we're kind of doing a wrestling claw thing. I hate this photo more than anything like that, but that's the only one they use. I'm like, we've taken so many other photos. That's the one they use. So, Dean.
But, you know, like no one uses websites, but I built a new one recently and just loaded it with like 50 photos.
Yeah.
So it would flood the top of
Google Image. There you go.
That's so lazy. It's the only reason I did it.
It's your Google Flutter site. Have you started yet? I know we kind of talked about a new podcast with Marin. Tell people about it so that they can check it out because it sounds awesome.
Well, right before COVID, we did like a 3-week tour. And we were doing these Instagram lives while we were driving across America and just riffing, having fun talking and, you know, looking for food and complaining and stuff.
Yep.
And there was a situation where we were going to Milwaukee and I was like, oh, we got to go see the Fonzie statue.
Yep.
And Mark was like, Fonzie statue. And I was like, come on, we got to go. It's crazy. I saw it before, you know, and I love Fonzie. He goes, of course you do. Of course you do. Yeah. But hey, I don't like I don't like dumb Fonzie, third season Fonzie. I like first season or second season dark Fonzie.
Yes. Before they've even explained why he doesn't have a family. Like, it's just he's this rogue. Yeah.
It's great, you know, and before we know, he's Arthur. So it's I said, Dark Fonzie, you know, and they said, that'd be a great band name if we ever had a band.
Hell
fast forward about a month ago, I said, hey, we should, you know, we were doing these Instagram lives at night on the lockdown and people would join on. And I said, let's do a podcast. And he agreed, which I was stunned by.
It's awesome.
And we call it Dark Fonzie. And it's basically, I'll give you the description. And Bill or Mark wrote this description. And here it is. You're going to love this. It's total Mark.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, the original description, just because I was lazy, was two guys in their 50s talking.
Great.
That's it.
So specific, Dean.
I like it. Uh-huh. Don't be so specific, Dean.
And then he sent it over and he's like, nah, this is what it is. Two middle-aged guys with no kids, no cigars, and no love for sports, talking about life, cats, dogs, rock, movies, clothes, food, comedy, and most things that have nothing to do with kids, cigars, or sports.
That's great.
That's great. That's killer. Phenomenal. So classic.
Killer.
Dark Fonzie is the name of it, and you people can get it wherever you get podcasts right now. Am I right?
Yeah, and I started a podcast network called the Cactus Radio Network. I've got five shows on there.
Awesome,
I've got Byron Katie, who's like a spiritual kind of guru, mm-hmm. and people love her, like Jim Carrey worships her.
Yeah.
And then I've got my podcast, The Grail, which I celebrate all kinds of people that make stuff by hand, like stereos or guitars or denim or boots.
Great.
And there's like the Holy Grail each week of something. Somebody goes, hey, I'm looking for a watch. I go, I got the Holy Grail
of watch. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. And then Let There Be Talk. I've been doing 10 years, 700 episodes.
Amazing.
Love
dude.
It, man. I remember when we had you on the previous version of this show back at the Earwolf days, like, man, probably like five, six years ago or something like that. And your story was just so great for people. You said, like, I wanted to do comedy. I started later than most people. I just went to the store and I just fucking poured my heart into it. Every chance I got, let me do whatever show. And you just grinded it out with all these kids and you were like, hey, what's the difference? I have all this life to draw on. Mm-hmm. I just need, I'll keep chipping away until I get my way in. And you've crushed it. Dude.
You've done it, dude. I love it.
Oh man. Yeah. It's the only thing I love to do. And that's the honest truth. I don't care about anything else except comedy. And I do all the podcasting to try to drive butts in the seats. But
that's
if I was Dave Chappelle, I would have no podcast.
That's right. That's right.
I would just roll in, do the theater, and enjoy the other 23 hours. But right now,
you
got
to push people.
Hey, man, we know it.
We understand
what we're doing.
Deeply. All right, well, let's get back to this. And then our Patreon fans, Dean's got a great dumb story, so we want to stick around for
that. Here we go. Right. Ready?
Right. So crazy
we asked
teacher.
How many days he was in Costa Rica before he was sent home due to his bad behavior?
Damn.
The guesses were?
Dean said one.
One.
I said five.
Five.
I said 10. You had 10.
Okay. One of you is only one day off.
Oh.
So now you all have the option to go up or down one day. What direction
I'm going
to?
Two days.
2 days. I'm going to say
first day he was burnt out. You know?
I'm going to say 11 days. Okay. I'm going to say six.
Six. All right. Get your answers in. All of our Patreon.
In the chat, we'll say four days. I see three days in the chat.
Here we go.
Okay.
What's his name? Glenn or something like
Dick
that?
Dick Glenn.
Dickie Glenn.
Little Dickie.
The amount of days that he lasted in Costa Rica, and we still have more of this story to break down, is 6 days.
Oh,
nice. Wow. You know what that means? He was just bored. He's like, I'm getting drunk. Like, I want to get thrown out of here.
I got to get off this trip.
Yeah,
the first
I can't
couple
handle
nights
another.
Were like, you think Mr. Glenn's drunk? Like he was trying to hide it a little bit, but they knew.
Third night, he's like, who's coming to the strip club?
The panel said his behavior placed one or more pupils in his care at risk. I mean, like the ones he wanted to beat the shit out of?
Yeah, the one who's going to kick their head in. No, everyone.
Forehead kiss one.
That's the one I'm most scared of.
He might want to add something to the report.
Yeah.
It added that there was, quote, no malice or sexual intent in taking the students to a lap dancing club. Oh, really? But Mr. Glenn admitted it was inappropriate and unprofessional for him to fail control of the situation.
I love that for him, the situation was out of control.
Yeah.
That, like, well, that was a great his strip fault. Club. Hey, man, look, dude, right. The situation got out of my control.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. When I took the kids there, I did not know you could touch at that club. and you got to put that on the club.
Listen,
all right?
Man, the kids were they'd never been before. They didn't know you can't touch them. Can't lay hands. So they got to learn the hard way.
He added that he could not remember what happened due to his state of intoxication, but he did not dispute the recollection of those present, the report said. The panel was shown photos of drink tickets bought at the strip club and said it was satisfied that his conduct amounted to misconduct of a serious nature, which fell significantly short.
How hard is it for these guys to get teachers to go on these trips? Do you understand what I'm saying?
So he walks in and starts buying all these kids goddamn drink tickets.
That's right, man. He's a party man.
Cut loose, guys.
Some of these
kids, swear to God, it's a Bill Murray film.
He's
man.
The best
it's
teacher ever.
Not now. Can't make that film now, but in the 70s.
In the 80s.
That's like the old
Stripes, they
Mad Magazine one. Yeah. Remember that Mad Magazine film?
This
Say
is
it again!
That's what this is.
The panel's report said Mr. Glenn was at various times during the school trip under the influence of alcohol. No shit.
Yep.
I bet once the plane took wheels up, bottoms up.
Wheels up, he's bottoms up.
And therefore, he was not in a position to adequately take decisions or act in loco parents should need arise. This
was apprentice,
in, yeah, that's what it said. I don't know. I said just parents means, here,
yeah.
Which I was like, understand. I guess that's a term I don't know.
He should have picked up some coke. He's in Costa Rica. and he could have leveled it out where he wouldn't have been shit faced.
Got a bump,
and he would have been
way.
Able to handle it.
So
you got to balance your
him.
Booze with a bump.
So okay, so you're gonna be so Dean Del Rey is gonna ban him for not properly balancing his
booze with a bump.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to balance it with a bump. That's the bumper sticker.
Bump your way into being a good chaperone.
Three bumps
don't
away
get
from
sloppy, man.
No, that's right. Know how to control it, man.
Mr. Glenn was an experienced teacher and pastoral leader. Man, he's really caught loose.
Oh my God, this guy.
Who would not have been expected to lead an overseas trip safely and would have been well aware of the conduct expected of him.
Yeah.
After the 3 years have elapsed, Dick Glenn will need to apply for the ban to be lifted, so it is kind of indefinite. The panel said, we will get out of here on this before our Patreon members get to hear a dumb story from Dean's own life, whether he witnessed it or partook in it or was the victim of it. But I will ask the three of you, as well as our Patreon townies, guess right now, how old
is Dickie Glenn?
Is Richard Glenn.
All right, Dean, what do you think?
Yeah.
This guy's
how
lived.
How old is Richard Glenn?
I mean, he sounds like a young guy because that's some real dumb shit. So I would say he's probably 25.
Young guy gave. He was like, I just was you a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Jay, what do you think? I think he's 40.
40 years old.
I think he's 32. Hey, Judd Apatow, this is 40. I'll take 32. I'll take a 32.
Okay. Richard Glenn. Get your answers in. I see a 29. I see a 63. I see a 48.
63. Dude, 63?
Come on, man. That 60. Would be great if he was 63.
He's got 3 months left to retire for pension.
You guys are so tight, man. Back in my day. You know, old men, they can just say, like, I'm 63. What'd you expect?
Our townie, Matthew Windorf, who's holding it down in Milwaukee right now. He's probably throwing distance to the Fonzie
statue.
He
knows Dark Fonzie.
Good Chicago sports fan. I think he went with 37.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Richard Glenn. We'll get out of here on this before we hear Dean's dumb story for Patreon townies only. Richard Glenn is 55 years old.
Oh, wow. He's my age. He's my age.
Dean, this is why you got him so deeply.
That's right. I mean, I understand he could blame. He grew up on those movies, man. He just didn't know better. He could blame the films. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Remember when they went to the autopsy?
Yep, yeah, the autopsy was so great. Hey, you're not in this class. I am today.
Yeah,
I am today.
Or like I was saying, Stripes, when they go to the bar and John Candy like mud wrestles all those girls.
Yeah, so he can blame those films.
He blames those films. I love it. There you go. Guys, that is a show. Thank you, Dean Del Rey. Can't wait to check out, and all you guys should check out Dark Fonzie with him and Mark
for
Maron.
Sure.
And oh shit, we gotta get back to work.
Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scatman's Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.